this stuff up. But here's Netanyahu on 60 Minutes admitting they're losing the information war that have Kudlow, just who I like economically and stuff, and just apoplectic. Oh, my God, Iran's more dangerous. It's bigger than 9/11. Oh, my God, they're going to nuke us. They're going to blow up Chicago, New York. We're all dead. How dare anyone of them be for this war? Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the neocons have officially thrown him under the bus in the Atlantic and said that he's destroyed the American empire, which they've all been pushing for China to take over. When they advise him to do it, now they've thrown Trump under the bus. As I predicted 75 days ago when this started, what happened? As I predicted before. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's pro-America? Who's anti-America? Here's Netanyahu.
Netanyahu attributes the reputational harm to Israel almost entirely to social media, which he calls the eighth front of the war.
Because it's this. This is yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not immune either. Because you can penetrate this machine. You can penetrate this little instrument, and you can say about Major Garrett anything you want, and I can paint you as a monster, and if I say it often enough, enough people will believe it.
Do you believe Israel is at risk of losing this war on that social media front? And this is particularly, I believe, important in America for younger Americans, Republican and Democrat, scrolling through images. And they would use words like barbaric in Gaza and in Lebanon.
Israel has gone to unbelievable lengths to get innocent civilians out of harm's way. We text message millions of text messages to them, make millions of phone calls to them, pamphlets, leaflets, you name it, okay? We have seen the deterioration of the support for Israel in the United States almost... I would say it correlates almost 100% with the geometric rise of social media. And that by itself is not what caused it. And I don't believe in, you know, in censoring them or anything. But I'll tell you what happened. We have several countries that basically manipulated social media. And they do it in a clever way. And that's something that has hurt us badly.
Is it your belief, Mr. Prime Minister, that nothing that Israel has done tactically or strategically has made no mistakes either in Gaza or the West Bank that have in their own way contributed to this negative impression of Israel, whether it's on social media or someplace else?
No, of course. Look, it's war. And in war, armies sometimes miss and civilians die. And these are mistakes. These are not deliberate things that happen. Israel is besieged on the media front, on the propaganda front, and we've not done well on the propaganda war.
All right. This just out. It's all over Israeli TV, newspapers confirmed. The documents have been released. Overhead shot. Israeli soldiers exposed directives to exterminate all men in Gaza. That's up at alexjoneslive.com. With all the links to the TV stations and newspapers with the documents in Hebrew. You can go there and see our article. When we tell you something, we put links to all of it. Israeli soldiers say orders were to kill any man encountered in Gaza. That's why they would call them all in to get the food and mow them down. I've talked to guys that were pro-Israel, war heroes, Iraq, Afghanistan, that worked there for the aid agencies, and they said, my views totally changed. They would just shoot men, women, and children. You heard Netanyahu. Oh, we, heaven and earth, do not, you know, sometimes we miss, though. They'll hit a church with a bomb and then hit it again two more times in the next couple hours and say it's an accident. They shoot up ambulances, all of it. Just, they run over reporters with bulldozers. Stop lying. Netanyahu. Oh, the rise of social media. No, it's the rise of what you're doing in an information age when everyone can see it. And we've got, again, Kudlow and everybody. They are just panicking. Everyone's turning against Israel. Oh, my God, the World Jewish Congress. Everybody hates us now. What are we going to do? We'll just censor and arrest everybody. Double down, double down. We'll rape Tucker Carlson in prison. We'll declare him a terrorist. I love how the globals were obsessed with me for all those years. It was Trump and then me. And now, how'd that work out for you? Let's just play part of Kudlow. It goes on and on for like 5 minutes, but this is hysteria. Here it is. Because he's getting marching orders. Here it is.
In terms of regime change, the president has said from the beginning he hopes the Iranian people will go and do that, will go and secure the freedoms they want. 42,000 of them lost their lives just for protesting
inhumane.
The repression.
It's the worst.
It's inhumane.
It's Nazi-like. I'm sorry.
People saying
it just
since the
is.
Holocaust. Absolutely.
Since the Holocaust.
And we can't look the other way, because look at what happened then. So many leaders looked the other way. Trump's just not a guy who's going to look
how
the other way.
How can a political party possibly oppose this? It is beyond. I know they do. The Democrats do. I don't understand. This is worse than 9/11 in a sense. It's not really worse than 9/11 because we lost almost 3,000 people. I don't want to go down that road. But everybody was united in defense and patriotism of the United States. It's gone now. How can that be? Iran is, in some sense, worse, bigger than al-Qaeda. They haven't done us direct damage yet, but we're risking, you know, Boston, New York, Chicago, you name it, that kind of thing. How can people all of a sudden turn against Israel? A democracy, our best friend for so many years. How's this possible?
Because they don't like the fact that Donald Trump is the president and that he's back. He fooled them.
Oh.
Look, you're making a great point. You have people like Jack Reed, who's probably been in the Senate in public office as long as Iran has been the state sponsor of terror. You've got Cory Booker maligning the president. He embarrassed himself by trying to be our commander-in-chief. He got zero votes in the Democratic Party primary. These are not serious people, Larry. And by the way, I think that when people are asked the right polling questions, the president gets more support
very well.
Here. The other thing that's going on
here is... I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make this point. You know, you mentioned Jack Reed, Cory Booker. And I don't even want to make it political.
All right, let's stop there.
I know they have.
They're trying to fool Republican voters that, the Democrats are against this war, so it must be good. The Democrats had the votes with the war powers to block it. They didn't. They know it's a disaster. They knew it was a setup to kill the recovery. That's why they supported it. Okay. And they're pro-Israel at the end of the day as well. You have the head neocon in a big article in Atlantic Monthly saying, checkmate, Trump has lost the war to see in the American empire. That's what they want. That's what they're pushing. And then you have Israeli soldiers exposed directives to kill all men in Gaza, and they even created a document. They gave them a document because they're like, hey, give us orders then if we're going to commit war crimes. And then you're a terrorist if you're against this. This is designed to have America create this war. We get the blame. We end as a superpower. The globalists take over. We have been set up. We had Joe Kent on a month ago. He agreed with our host, Harrison Smith, that no, this is a setup to bring down the Trump administration. And that's it. There's no longer a question about it. All right. I've got so much more to get to. And Trump and China and the Israel First lobby calling for all this new censorship and new statements by Trump that are even more bizarre than yesterday, where he said, I don't care about our economy. That doesn't motivate me. To what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal, President Trump? Not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans. I mean, that's a quote. In what world is it good to talk like that? But remember, I'm not backed by Qatar. I'm not backed by Israel, the Republicans, Democrats. I'm backed by you. And I bring you incredible products. Now, today is the last day of the buy one, get one free sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds this operation. That's our sponsor. That owns the network. You want to see us continue and expand and win? We need your support. Plus, the products are great. Only sell you something that really works. You can buy one Shilajit gummies. That's the very best Shilajit out there. All these natural peptides, libido, stamina, energy, health, skin. It's just incredible. It is so amazing. Not a stimulant, but acts as one. Get a big old bottle of these gummies right here. You see these? Big old giant bottle of these bad boys. They taste so good. They're so concentrated. And you can get another one free, or you can mix and match and get Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine, one scoop a day. Not as good for your muscles. Incredible for your brain. So many neurological problems reversed by creatine. Buy one canister of creatine, get another one free. Or buy one Shilajit gummies, get a creatine free. Or get two gummies, buy one, get one free. It's however you want. Buy one of the Shilajit, get another free of the Shilajit, or mix and match. Buy one canister of the creatine, get another one free, or mix and match. That ends tonight at midnight, and a bunch of other sales end tonight as well. Huge sales, thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I want to thank you all yesterday because we saw a big uptick because we need the funds. And I saw it when I said, look, commit to being a VIP. You can cancel any time for free. One click of your profile, thealexjonesstore.com. You spend $30 in the store, just click VIP, cancel anytime. You get $40 instantly spent in the store when you become a VIP. Special deals, special offers, and special sales on everything. So if you buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you got to be a VIP. Cancel any time. Become a VIP. Commit to this operation. It's a light commitment. You can back out of any time, but you get the better deals. And so take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. The big sale ends tonight. Take action now. Hour number two straight ahead. Share those live feeds now, and I love you. Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, at the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars.